Venice is surrounded by water, and its many canals serve as avenues for a fleet of gondolas. St. Mark's Basilica, the architectural centerpiece of this cosmopolitan city, reflects the influence of the once flourishing Byzantine Empire to the east. In the 16th century, visitors to the basilica experienced a stunning sound. Several instrumental and choral ensembles, placed at various locations throughout the church, performed in turn, creating a stereophonic effect. This concept was developed by Giovanni Gabrieli, who also introduced the use of loud and soft as musical ideas. Giovanni Bellini was foremost in a family whose artistic achievements helped make Venice the third most important center of Renaissance art. Bellini emphasized color rather than strict linear perspective to represent spatial relationships as the eye sees them in different lights. For instance, how distant hills may appear flat and close in evening light. Giorgione, one of the most famous of Bellini's pupils, went even further in exploring the effects of light and shadow, as reflected in this detail from one of his paintings. Titian, another Bellini pupil whose self-portrait this is widely considered among the greatest Renaissance artists. He worked in all the important cultural centers of the time, reflecting their highest achievements in his masterpieces. From the beginning of the Renaissance in the early 15th century, Italy's leading artists were lured to courts throughout Europe where they were paid handsomely to teach. By the beginning of the 16th century, however, other parts of Europe had begun to develop the ideas of the Italian Renaissance in their own ways. This was the Age of Discovery, the period when Columbus and other explorers first set foot in the New World. The period when nation-states headed by powerful dynasties came into being in Spain, England, France, and Sweden. It was also the time when Martin Luther precipitated the Protestant Reformation, which left Christendom splintered.